And confronted with the transcript, there wasn't much Schumacher could say. Although Eisner continued to boast that he could personally turn ABC around, he shrewdly distanced himself from what was an increasingly troubled asset. In February, Iger assumed more visible responsibility for ABC, announcing, "Michael and I have decided that ABC is our number one priority, and we decided that my time may best be spent focusing on ABC." Iger elaborated in remarks to the Los Angeles Times, suggesting that he had not been involved enough in decision-making at the network. "I spent 2 full years managing the merger process. I got less and less involved instead of wanting to become more involved. I didn't have the time or the ability to focus during those years because I was given so much more to do." Just what this meant quickly became apparent to Steve Bornstein, who'd accepted his position with the explicit promise from Eisner that he would be running the network. After he negotiated a deal to bring comedian Jon Stewart to the network for a late-night replacement for the faltering Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, Iger backed Lloyd Braun's preference for Jimmy Kimmel, the host from The Man Show. Kimmel was hired. Iger also stepped into negotiations to bring David Letterman and his late-night talk show to ABC, an idea Braun had proposed after learning that Letterman was disgruntled with ABC president Les Moonves. Letterman hadn't yet been able to renew his contract at CBS, which was expiring in 6 months, and under his contract, Letterman was free to negotiate other offers. When Braun first mentioned the possibility to Eisner and Iger, both had dismissed the possibility. But when Braun raised it again several weeks later, Eisner seemed intrigued. A move by Letterman to ABC would mean displacing ABC's acclaimed late-night news program, Nightline, hosted by Ted Koppel. The news division had some hugely profitable interviews, such as Barbara Walters' exclusive 1996 interview with Monica Lewinsky, and the news division as a whole was reliably profitable. But it often balked at the idea of promoting other Disney ventures, persisted in making unflattering references to Disney, an investigative piece on sweatshops that mentioned Disney products especially infuriated Eisner, and in general was sanctimonious in Eisner's view. Its ability to appeal directly to the public by invoking its mission of public service journalism, a higher, nobler purpose than making money, also meant that it was difficult, if not impossible, for Eisner to control the New York-based news division from Burbank. Braun argued that for an investment of roughly $100 million over 3 to 5 years, ABC would gain a profitable franchise. Letterman earned more than $50 million a year in ad revenue for CBS. The Tonight Show with Jay Leno was making about $150 million, compared to Nightline's profits of barely $10 million. Acquiring Letterman would give ABC's entertainment division a huge boost and provide a strong lead-in to the next morning's Good Morning America. Although Nightline was drawing a respectable 4 million viewers, that was far fewer than either Letterman or Jay Leno, and it attracted a much older audience. While the prospect seemed a long shot, one of Braun's strengths was closing talent deals. Eisner said to go ahead, but Braun was immediately worried about the Koppel factor. He stressed that they had to tell Koppel and try to get him involved in planning a new approach for Nightline.